The president of the Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union, Mr. Thulani Ngwenya, has declared an end to political correctness. He is here with us today on BizNews. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, and good morning to your viewers, and how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sir. Sir, for many decades, PopCrew has fought so hard and such a big uphill battle for the rights of workers. Why have you concluded that political correctness doesn't serve the interests of workers anymore?
Thank you very much for having us as PopCrew. Firstly, let me take this opportunity to indicate that political correctness, we have been following it. It has been very good. But all decisions that are taken by politicians, they've got adverse effect on workers. For an example, cutting downs of jobs, austerity measures. Our members are butchered every day under the pretext of saying they are brutal. Politicians come and say brutality of police and what. As we have seen in recent days that police are being attacked, shot at in correctional service, they are being stabbed by prisoners under the pretext of saying, no, prisoners also have rights. So police don't have rights. So those are political decisions. Now, how can you be politically correct when your members are suffering? Whose interest are you serving as a leader of that organization if you don't look at the interest of your members? Politicians look at the interest of the voters. My role as the president and the leadership collective is to look at the interest of the members that are subscribing to us, that have a belief in us, that we will address their issues. So that's where we came to a conclusion that 5 years in the sixth administration, there were no salary increase. Public service has been chopped down. Operation offices where they operate are appalling. Now, why do you choose to be politically correct when your members are suffering? That's where we have drawn the line that we need to be politically aware, but at the end of the day, we need to be workers correct.
So now that we have a new government of national unity, what kind of interaction have you been able to have with the new Minister of Correctional Services, for instance, Dr. Pieter Groenewald? Has he been supportive in any way?
To our surprise, the first meeting that we had with him, it was after his made pronouncement when he was appointed about our posture 2015 resolution we took in, I think it was in Bloemfontein or in Durban, we took that resolution of, we are tired of correctional prisoners to become ministers in prison. Eat three times a day, me and you, we don't eat three times a day. They sit. They even confirm our posture is poor. When that viral video went out to say they are not paying electricity, they eat three times a day and what. We said those people must start to work so that rehabilitation start with them. Sitting, idling, doing nothing is not going to assist them even on rehabilitation. Then we decided as poor to say, correctional service, can they come with self-sustainability programs? So that we will save money from 10 premiers of government. One, we've got prisoners who have got farms. If those farms can be utilized effectively, there's no money that will go and buy bread. They will buy food. They will buy anything for correctional service. And that food can be also be extended to social development for the needy people. It shows that prisoners are doing something to come to the party, to say we are sorry to community, not even saying verbally, but by actions. They are saying that we are sorry because they are contributing. It saves money for government. That is number one. Number two, in correctional service, they can have people who can do furniture. Other than going on procurement, let those prisoners do furniture. Let those prisoners do plumbering. We are crying about Day Zero in Gauteng today, about leakages and what. Those people should go out and do something. Minister Groenewald, when he came in, he supported us. Not that he's a minister of leading so many people who've got farms and what, but he saw the rationale that we're putting out. Then we met halfway one another to say, it's fine. We met him. He confirmed that he's also surprised that if we go to Parliament or to the Cabinet and tell them that he agrees with what Pokri is saying, he'll be seen as a person who sides with unions. I don't know what is wrong, because we're not enemies of government, but we're looking at things that can assist this government of ours to make sure that they advance the National Democratic Revolution without any wasted of money. You've got people sitting there who can do whatever that government need to do to supplement a work of government in giving back to the community. We also talk about the issue of shift system. He confirmed that from 2009, we had 40,000 prison warders who were supposed to work. We were promised that by in 2009, that number would be doubled to 80,000. Surprisingly, 14 years down the line, we're sitting with 27,000 warm bodies in an overcrowded 211 or 210,000 prisoners who must be guarded in the whole country, in the dilapidated prisons. Our members are supposed to work, overcrowding, they are being stabbed. All these things that we were saying, he just came to the party and said, we agreed. Our members don't have promotion policy. We don't have a shift system in correctional service. So must we be politically correct and direct our members to things that are not benefiting them? They also have to benefit. That is why we decided to say we want to be workers correct.
Sir, what about the new Minister of Police? Are you getting support from him as well?
Very well. We have met with Mr. Mkunu. We have engaged with him. We have agreed with him that we are going to have a sort of a presentation with him to show him the loopholes. Firstly, is that about the big structure of SAPS that must be reduced, because we don't know why must we have so many generals when crime is on the ground. Why must we have so many people sitting in offices? Our call have been consistently saying as Pop Group, police officers, get out of offices, go and deal with crime, because that is what we were educated for. That is what we were trained for. Open up for public servants, because you'll be surprised. Public servants who are the backbone support structures, they end up at level 7 in the police. But in the public services administration, you've got deputy, chief directors and what. But in the police, you don't have. So that structure still resembles apartheid and oppression of those on the support structure. He has agreed with us. It's just us to deal with modalities as to say, how do we then separate those positions of Public Service Act as well as Police Act? We have been complaining about shortage of detectives, resources of detectives, uniform for detectives, that they must get more money. They are expected to wear suits. Brain drainage in SAPS. Task force members have left because they want to get more money. Is an elite unit in the police. They are securing taxi people. So those are the things that we're saying. We're being practical. We're trying to assist government. They must not see us as enemies, but they must see us as people who are on the ground, who ensure that in this is how things are going to happen.
So it sounds like you have more faith in ministers, cluster ministers in the government of national unity, than in the ministers of the old tripartite alliance.
No, we had some ministers in the old tripartite alliance. But, you know, the movement was not in the pace that we're expecting. But now, because of the elections, everybody wants to prove a point to say, I can deliver. That's what we want. We don't want favors. We don't want a person to do things that are outside the law. But we want delivery. That's the only thing. South Africans, they want delivery, including in courts. We fortunately have our central committee that were visited by the minister. Were you aware that courts work only 4 hours out of 8 hours? We have said that. They start at 8, 9, at 11 they go on tea time. Come back at 12, at 1 they go on lunch. At 3 o'clock they are closing. They postpone cases. From now up to December, there'll be no sitting of cases. It's postponement because they are going on holiday. Why must we have that liberty that the court must do as they please? Postponing to February, delaying. Those people that are delaying, police on the other side, they are doing Operation Chanela. They are arresting people. When they come to court, those people are going to be remanded in court. Cases sit. We've got the case of Senzo Meiwa. We've got the case that have sit in court for almost 20 years. When stats are made, only police must give stats. Why must only be the police? Because the police are the feeder to the court. The Constitution says secure the attendance of the people to court. And then, therefore, court must process. Have you ever had court coming out and say our stats in terms of prosecution, these are the cases that we have received, and ultimately we go to corrections in terms of rehabilitation? So when stats are brought, everybody must sit and say, I've brought so many people to court, I've prosecuted so many, I've rehabilitated so many. So we need synergy within the criminal justice cluster operation. We've got solution. We are not complaining, but we want to be listened to. That is the call that we're making as PopCrew. Hence, we are saying, if you don't want to listen to us, we don't want to be politically correct. We want to be workers correct, because workers, they will be there beyond the GNU, beyond the tripartite alliance, beyond any other. Workers will still be there. So we need to stay with workers now and forever. We have to listen to our workers and advance the issues of our workers.
Indeed. So before I let you go, I just want to ask, what percentage of the prison population at the moment is made up by foreigners?
I don't have exact numbers, but there are so many. There are more than 100,000 or more than 50,000, 100,000 people who are arrested who are coming from outside countries. Is that, I don't have exact numbers, but I can get that from Correctional Service. Because even the Commission of Correctional Service complain, like now, the Northwest issue, you've got plus minus 500 people that have been arrested. Those people are going to be sent through court. They're going to be postponed, sit in court until next year. Prison is for sentenced people, is not for postponement of cases, so that you'll start rehabilitating. But more people who are sitting in prisons are awaiting trials. Now, you cannot start with rehabilitation for the person who have not yet been found guilty. He's still awaiting trial. For how many years are those people who are on census case sitting in prison? They're awaiting trials. They're not prisoners. They're awaiting trials. Now, how do you start rehabilitation? What if after so many years they are found not being guilty? After so many years, they are found guilty. They have to start afresh. So we need to balance these things, that there are cases that don't need to go through court processes, but they have to undertake a mediation process and whatnot, and they come to court for sentencing. Criminals, serious criminals, they must be adjudicated in court, because court is made to do justice. But as you see now, court is just a conveyor belt for coming in postponement, that's not the court supposed to do. They need to work 8 hours, they need to work 7 days, because we don't see any reason. They are also public servant. Why can't they work like any other public servant? Correctional Service is working 7 days. SAPS is working 7 days. Traffic are working 7 days. But all those cases, people are going to be arrested, are going to be postponed, but just because already magistrate and prosecutors are going on holiday. That is not fair. That is not justice. Justice delayed, justice denied.
Thank you, sir. That was the president of the Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union, Mr. Tulani Nguenya, speaking to BizNews, and I am Christine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chris.